Welcome to another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Good to be back. It's the 27th day of November 2016. My name is Doug Owen. I'm your host. And I am blacklisted. I'm one of the deplorables. We'll talk about that and so much more. Pretty crazy week. Thanksgiving weekend, Sunday, wrapping that up. Hope you had a good one with your family, friends, sitting around, maybe eating too much, watching college football, professional football, the things that Americans do. While that was happening, we had literal Native Americans being intentionally given hypothermia. Basically, these people had sheets of ice hanging off of them after police hit the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters there in South Dakota with water cannons, stun grenades. It's kind of surreal, really, when you think about it in this day and age, 2016, what's happening, the limited amount of coverage that it's being given, and almost no message messaging about this in the media during this Thanksgiving holiday. There's a doctor, Dr. Robbie Sterling, who recently finished his residency with the Swedish Medical Center a few months ago, that went there, and one of the few medics actually trying to help people that are being victimized by police. The privatized police force, really this militarized no-fly zone that has been put over the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters, is pretty sad. Pretty sad in this day and age when you have people, quite honestly, I mean, when you think about it, even from a very pragmatic standpoint, these people are trying to protect the most valuable resource that we have here in this country, not just for themselves, but for the 300 million plus, maybe 40 million plus that require clean drinking water. It's a much more precious resource than oil currently. Here on planet Earth, I know that Earth is made up of a lot of water, and there's plenty of ways to desalinate and, you know, provide water. But this is their sacred land. It was given to them by the U.S. government as a condolence prize for the tragedies that had been bestowed upon them for hundreds of years. And so it's kind of near and dear to me. I find it appalling, and it's something that we should not forget while all of the other distractions and mindless news media analysis dulls us out to the realities that are happening in this country right now. If you didn't see the picture, there's a video of this young girl getting her arm blown apart by a police grenade. It's just horrific. And, you know, the fact that that there are no medical facilities being put up by the government, you know, as a contingency to, you know, be able to not only arrest, but to render aid to these protesters, rightfully or wrongfully, whether you think it's okay to push people off their own land. And, you know, there's probably a lot of people that are invested in the Dakota Access Pipeline that think just that, that these people do need to be pushed with violent force by the government. But you have the tragedy that goes along with that. A 13-year-old girl was shot in the face by rubber bullets. Just unleashing a literal hell on these people. Some interesting things have happened at the Dakota Access Pipeline. Neil Young celebrated his 71st birthday there. So we also have hundreds of veterans that are now heading to Standing Rock to defend the protesters from police. What that will lead to, I am not sure. Hopefully, calmer heads will prevail. Donald Trump's been silent on it, so I don't know from a presidential perspective. Obama tried to halt the pipeline construction, a pretty flaccid attempt, and I don't know if it's the president's place to stop construction projects. But you know, what will the approach from a Trump administration, a very pro-business administration to say the least, do about this? Interestingly enough, a band that I follow, Lamb of God, Their front man, Randy Blythe, who finished his tour, is now joining them to donate supplies. So, you know, it's pretty heartwarming to see the amount of support these protesters, now 2,000 plus of them there on the ground, are receiving. My wife even sent food and supplies to the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters. There's other ways that you can support them, and there's a lot of great resources for that. So anyway, what does this all mean? Where does it all go? Well, I think that you're going to see the political response. One Washington lawmaker has a solution. He's now proposing a bill to charge protesters with economic terrorism. So there you go. What that divergence between regular political terrorism or physical violent terrorism, now economic terrorism. Doug Eggerson, Washington State Senator, has a new bill to address the concerns of economists, of investors. Basically, he's dressed it up in sheep's clothing, and it's an attempt to criminalize rioting. Constitutes a predatory attack on the First Amendment protecting activity protest. Eggerson's prepared a bill for next year's legislative session that would create a new crime of economic terrorism, as if we don't have enough crimes and enough laws on the books. Now economic terrorism can be used against people that are trying to peacefully protest, that are trying to, you know, stop production that they see as, you know, devastating to their way of life. And so that's kind of where it goes. Pretty sad stuff. Black Friday set a record, $3.34 billion. We haven't even hit Cyber Monday. Doesn't look like a recession when it comes to consumer spending, but it definitely is. You have to juxtapose that to now U.S. citizens hold, excuse me, hold about $1.3 trillion in student debt. So just think about that. Wrap your minds around $3.34 billion. I mean, that huge surge in spending, it doesn't even put a dent in what these people that are spending all this money actually owe. Black Friday, I know a lot of people enjoy watching the videos, watching people trample one another to get a low-price TV. I think it's indicative of this desperation and great economic times. I mean, it's an economic indicator in that if people had more discretionary income, were able to buy things, not necessarily a reduced price, because things that would, you know, ultimately, I think, empower the manufacturing and middle class bases in this country would ultimately, you know, we'd have to pay a slightly larger price for consumer electronics from overseas. At least that's the plan that is being formulated by Donald Trump. And so far, that economic transition team will delve into that. But so plenty of riots. People, hitting one another, you know, punching kids in the face. A lot of that. Some people enjoy watching poor people primarily fight for very, very reduced priced electronics. And when you think about it, the companies are making so much money off of this. That reduced price is probably still, you know, 80% markup on those products. I guess I understand if you want to shop till you drop. Some people enjoy it. Some people think of it as a sport. Anyway, so that was one of the things that happened, of course, over the weekend. It's Thanksgiving, and Friday, I received a kind of bombshell news notice that there's a Washington Post article that came out citing this very secretive group of individuals, military analysts, other pundits and the like that had come up with this notion that Hillary Clinton, in the search for reasons why Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 election, has naturally gone to it's Russian propaganda, fake news stories. You've probably been inundated with stories about fake news stories and who the biggest proponents and propagators of fake news are. And anyway, that's a whole show in and of itself, talking about propaganda. We'll get into it a bit here. But anyway, there's this article headline: Russian propaganda effort helped spread fake news during election. Apparently, 230 million plus people read fake news. And worse than that, not just fake news, but directly or indirectly funded Russian news. So there's this group called Prop or Not. They consider themselves to be a nonpartisan collection of researchers with foreign policy, military, and technology backgrounds that have come up with this long, long list of websites that they have noted pushed Russian propaganda, fake Russian news stories during the 2016 election. Brand new source. So Washington Post basically wrote this hit piece, and they were a news outlet that officially supported Hillary Clinton and gave her their endorsement, which, I mean, talk about not objective. And, you know, when we talk about this list, I'd also like to juxtapose it against the infographic that most of you have already seen. If not, you can find it. Of all the news outlets, mainstream media, press, from the New York Times to the Washington Post to the LA Times to the Las Vegas Journal, that supported Hillary Clinton forwardly. And now the media is in this reflection period, trying to think, well, maybe we shouldn't have been all in. And if you didn't see all the press covers of all of the magazines that were prepared for Hillary Clinton to win the Madam President edition of Newsweek, you know, I mean, the media was absolutely all in. So now the search for answers. So what they have done is they have stolen, it seems to me, from another website. We mentioned this last week when we had our guest Jay Dyer on, that the Fake News Watch, I think is the name of it, had this list. And they've, what seems to me, quite honestly, has added the blog roll from blacklistednews.com to this list of 200 websites that they say are Russian propaganda outfits, that they have pushed false narratives, that they are pushing fake news. And because of these 200 websites, that is just one of many things, including, of course, the narrative: racism, misogyny, hating children, hating puppies, being anti-immigrant, being xenophobe, being ultra-nationalist, being fascist. All those things that go into anybody, their psyche, if they voted for Donald Trump, that whole narrative. But besides that, they're trying to find more and more reasons and going ahead and having a blatant attack on the alternative media is the easiest way to do that. Of course, these people have not signed their names to anything. So when it comes to defamation or libel lawsuits, the Washington Post has been careful to couch itself in a position where, well, we're just referring to this list, this anonymous list, which, I mean, speaks volumes about its credibility and whether or not it is a legitimate arbiter of truth. And of course, they want the FBI to investigate websites, including yours truly's Blacklisted News, for possible links. They say that they don't want a McCarthy-style the Inquisition, but they're calling for it. Kurt Nimmo, who writes for BlacklistedNews.com, wrote a very great article. Fake news ruse. Establishment declares war on the alternative media. And so some of the sites I'm sure that a lot of you frequent, Activist Post, Drudge Report, even some that have infuriated liberals, like NakedCapitalism.com, the Black Agenda Report. I'm trying to think. There's several other sites. Truthout.org as being fake news and outlets for, you know, literal propaganda. And they're bringing up this topic of possible treason. So if that doesn't sound like McCarthyism, I don't know what does, quite honestly. So anyway, they have this project. They actually have Google Chrome extension that you can install on your browser so that you don't become subject to Russian propaganda. So if you go to blacklistednews.com, you go to Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, you're going to get a little warning tab in your Google browser to be careful. So, you know, Facebook has their 7-point plan to target fake news. And, you know, what is fake news? I mean, that's really at the heart of this. What is fake news? Is fake news not truthful, not generated, not vetted by such and such group? You know, the AP can use anonymous sources. Is that okay for Doug Owen writing a piece to use anonymous sources? Of course, you know, the integrity has to be much higher for blacklistednews.com, obviously, but the name like blacklistednews.com, people are already probably, you know, sketchy about it. Actually, if you put Blacklisted News into mediabiasfatcheck.com, which is another referenced reference for finding biased media, I thought that they had a pretty interesting insight. See if you guys agree. Left-center bias. These media sources have a slight to moderate liberal bias. They often publish factual information that utilizes loaded words, wording that attempts to influence an audience by using appeal to emotional or stereotypes. Yeah, maybe. To favor liberal causes. Huh? Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that. It goes on. These sources are generally trustworthy for information, but may require further investigation. Notes, left of center bias. So when they looked at blacklistednews.com, the media that we were putting out there at the time, I guess they came to the conclusion back in 2015 that Blacklisted News was a left of center website. And I'm sure, you know, if you tried to lump me in or the news that we produce in with any group right now, the alt-right would probably be a hot way or a hot title or a pejorative to make it seem, oh, those are just nationalist right-wing angry white a-holes. So, you know, where did this come from? What's the genesis of this? This is just a product and a useful time for this to kind of popularize. We talked about Barack Obama and analyzed his comments on not only ceding sovereignty for the U.S. for a more global Trans-Pacific partnership type world where we have power sharing, but he also talked about needing to have truthiness, which is one of my favorite words. Because it's not a word, and he invented it, and it's okay. He made truthiness an issue. Said if we don't have some way, some metric to find out what's true or not, then we will be left in the dark. I couldn't agree more. We'll talk about it on the other side of Blacklisted Radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio. So yeah, we're going to finish up with prop or not, propaganda or not. You know, the New York Times, it was all behind weapons of mass destruction. We could talk about propaganda, state-sponsored propaganda. When you hear pundits and people in government talking about Russia Today and Sputnik News, I mean, just think about the counter to that, and that's Voice of America. State-sponsored news is not news. It's public relations, anything that's not, you know, true journalism, reporting something that they don't want you to report. The rest is public relations. And of course, Orwell wrote that, and I paraphrase. So I don't think a lot of people are going to be buying into this. I think that when you look at the support for this group and whether or not this will take off, there's too many websites that are very prominent and very well respected that are included in the list. It seems almost juvenile and unresearched, and it seems like it is. The Washington Post, using them as reference, I could only imagine who may be up to that. But the Rand Corporation, you know, you talk about the genesis of it, had a really interesting piece. Rand Corp blasts Truth Decay, wants facts determined by appropriate leaders. So when you look at the underbelly or people that would be financially supporting this kind of militarized information vetting, Rand Corp is right there. And I'm sure that there's a lot of other groups and interested individuals that would also be interested. So I'm not saying that these guys are necessarily behind it, but this is what they want. They want some kind of browser plugin. So problem, reaction, solution, prop or not, pops out of nowhere with a bunch of anonymous sources and analysts, allegedly. They don't want to put their name on it and take any criticism for how they came to list this, which seems like a set of bootlegged, stolen list of websites. And of course, it would bear the burden of proof. You would have to really, you know, to come to some kind of conclusion on every one of these websites would require a super amount of vetting. So it seems haphazard. Maybe just somebody that's really the proverbial butthurt Hillary Clinton supporter. Truth Decay makes facts subjective and polarizing and more extreme. Disagreements over policy have always existed, but disagreements over basic facts have not. It's a phenomena. The Rand CEO, Michael Rich, calls Truth Decay. Rand Corp blog, Michael Rich, head of Rand Corporation, has come up with a new phrase to describe fake news, calling it this decay. The Rand Corporation is leading a military-industrial think tank with thousands of employees, including scientists from around the world and domestic and international offices, to come up with a solution on vetting the truth to all of you out there. So support independent media, support this show, support those by not only your monetary contributions, because one of the ways they're trying to attack these organizations is using Google AdSense and other ad networks to blacklist them, these websites, from being able to do business. And so independent media, an alternative counterpoint to the quote-unquote news that is, you know, screened for your viewing. And that's what they want. They want the rose-colored glasses that you can see through to view the world. And you know, we played clip after clip of angry news guy that's upset that Facebook is usurping them, that no longer is the mainstream media really needed or necessary to have a more politically aware discourse here on planet Earth, and especially in the United States. You know, this is also interesting, considering we have this DC power player tied to Podesta that ended up in this insane Reddit sleuthing on sex trafficking. It's known as Pizzagate, something that Reddit has banned. We'll talk about that. Man, we've got a lot more to get to. Geopolitics, analysis, thoughts, your calls, 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Oh. Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
All right, welcome back. Was Pizzagate a ruse to destroy the alternative media? That is the question that you'll find in the Reddit conspiracy comments. By the way, Reddit CEO admitted to editing posts made by Trump supporters. Reddit is a psyop. The genesis of Reddit was a social engineering experiment, basically to create a forum where they created tons of fake identities with people that had personas like themselves so that they would create this community and basically curtail it and groom it into what Reddit is today, which is very powerful. Not very well run, but very relevant. And there was a group called or a subreddit for Pizzagate. If you're not familiar, the Podesta emails had references to this pizza joint called Comet Ping Pong. It's owned by James Alefantis, maybe. And basically, tons of internet sleuths have come to the conclusion that this is where that they sex traffic children for the ultra rich and the ultra elite. The Washington Times is one of the few outlets that had a piece on Pizzagate that was, you know, somewhat non-biased. And it talks about a guy that we had on the show a long time ago named David Seaman. And he kind of came to fame because he ran for Congress and had an unsuccessful bid. Maybe it was senator of his state, representative, and got on the Joe Rogan podcast because he was trying to clean up politics and kind of made himself relevant in the alternative media and got a joint, got a gig at the Huffington Post, and he was one of the big writers of it. And his quote, "I won't stop saying it. Pizzagate's real." Former Huffington Post reporter David Siemens tweeted Tuesday, "Silence in the face of evil is evil. My grandfather, the U.S. Army, helped liberate a concentration camp." Yeah, he said RTing, retweeting a few Pizzagate articles is nada. I guess, you know, he's one of the many people that was looking at Alefante's Instagram account, had some creepy pictures of him kind of gawking at young children, and it's now private, his account. And so I haven't gone that far down the rabbit hole, but basically, you know, you've had the gain stalking of the employees and everybody at this restaurant. Whether or not this is true, it almost seems like conspiratard, where people have gone way, way off the reservation, maybe intentionally, to go after this guy and actually launch a full frontal assault on him. I mean, he said that he's been berated with phone calls, and you just see the amount of negative press and people talking about Comet Ping Pong. Could that be part of a larger narrative or a larger plot to go after the alternative media? Absolutely. I don't put anything past the people at the Rand Corporation, others in the military industrial complex that you know, use socialized stratagem to get what they want, to justify the means and to get the tools that they believe that they need to control the internet. So that's my thought. I really don't know what to make of Pizzagate, because I haven't gone far enough into it, but the ramifications of this you know, attack on them, and the you know, the Podesta himself, and you know, obviously there's a lot going on there. There's probably a lot more. I mean, Spirit Cooking and the rest of it. These people, very powerful, influential lobbyists, Podesta's brother, Saudi Arabian lobbyist. So I could go on, but you know, I just want to say unequivocally, categorically, I've never been a Russian agent. I've never been paid in rubles. I don't know Vladimir Putin or anybody at ITAR-TAS, or really even RT. Charlie McGrath, somebody who I used to do a podcast with, would do a weekly interview on RT. That'd be as close a connection as you could probably find. We don't blindly take propaganda. And when we publish news, regardless of source, I mean, the source is always questionable. I mean, you have to question the validity of it. Media bias fact check, or whatever it was, the saying, well, you would need to check more sources. Absolutely, you would. So anyway, when we talk about fake news, things like that, it would go – I would be remiss. It would go without mentioning Fidel Castro. But some see him as a brutal dictator and a man who used firing squads and tyrannical government to you know, bring about a socialist despotic scenario that we have currently in Cuba today. Cuba, you have to judge it for what it is. Jill Stein, the EU commissioner, Juncker, Francis Holland, a lot of political leaders talk, even Barack Obama, you know, talked about him as a freer of people and a fighter for freedom. Jill Stein taking a lot of heat for her recent comments about him. She said that he was a symbol of the struggle for justice. So the people that found that on the other end of a bayonet or an M6 Garand probably don't feel that way. But you know, I'm not going to sit here and spend a lot of time trying to judge or psychoanalyze a man who impressively escaped assassination, some would say up to 683 times by the CIA. So I'll give him credit for that. That is an accomplishment in and of itself to be able to do that. But it wasn't him alone. The New York Times helped with fake news, helped create support here in the United States. A writer named Matthews, who it's probably a fake name, was duped by Herbert Matthews was duped by then Colonel Castro into believing that he had this huge force behind him and that they paraded the same 20 soldiers in front of him several times. Whether or not he understood that or knew that, I don't know. But it was his article that garnered the support for the U.S. to support him in his overthrow of Batista, and you know, tried to prove categorically that he was not a communist, that he was for a capitalist society. The proof's in the pudding, and well, that didn't turn out very well. But just another example of how fake news, loose, unvetted propaganda really did steer the course of history. If it wasn't the New York Times, there being the media mouthpiece for him, he might not have done as well. Well, let's turn our focus to Trump. We didn't talk about politics really last week. A lot has happened. We have some new looks at what the Trump candidacy, what the Trump four-year plan will look like. Interesting piece about him ignoring daily intelligence briefings. The media not happy. Probably the CIA and the National Director of Intelligence, NDI, DIA, Director of Military Intelligence, DIA, are not thrilled with Mr. Trump. He's saying that he's reaching out to 41 other world leaders and has pretty much isolated himself from that apparatus, the CIA. I'm sure he's still working with people in the CIA, but more towards his own private group of policy advisors and analysts, which isn't that odd. But you know, who are these people going to be? Trump's pick for Secretary of Education is none other than Betsy DeVos, she's none other than the sister to her brother Eric Prince, who is the founder of Blackwater USA, a security firm which had operations in Iraq. Interestingly enough, he was quoted in the New York Times talking about this FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton and how this was going to yield a huge amount of prosecutions of the Clinton Foundation, of people inside of the Clinton Foundation. So voila, his sister. And if you look her name up, there's plenty of posts saying that we should not judge her based on her brother's actions. And I could say, yeah, you know, that's true. My sister's very liberal. And if you judge me by her politics, you probably think I'm a different person. But my goodness, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? You have Jill Stein, who's probably a surrogate now for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, or is being used that way, calling for a recount. It's pretty much, you know, pissed off Donald Trump. He said, quote, "Nothing will change." And we have Bernie Sanders, who's now the focus of the Democrat Party, who's saying, yes, he agrees. Nothing's going to change. He's the president-elect. He's also appointed some people, former Kissinger aide and current member of the Council on Foreign Relations, has a top advisory position. Not surprising that Miss KT McFarland is now the deputy national security advisor. So that's a pretty big member, or a policy, or what do they call it? A part of the cabinet position. So she's, you know, the eyes and ears, a protege of Henry Kissinger. So that gives you an idea. He also met with Dr. Kissinger and talked about world affairs. We were watching PBS NewsHour, my wife and I guess it was Thursday, and they had a huge piece about Henry Kissinger and talking about China and policy and what that means and how the U.S. actions have to be interpreted and where we're going. Because you do have a potential clash of civilizations that's happening between the East and the West, especially China. Billions of people that are going to be a huge presence, and more so in the very near future, than the West. So how do you remain relevant? Interesting questions for policymakers, blah, blah, blah. Consider the source. Consider his past accomplishments. I would look at Vietnam, Cambodia. I would look at the drug war in Colombia, bringing Pinochet to power, blah, blah, blah. Lots of reasons to question Dr. Kissinger's decisions. Trump names former political opponent as UN ambassador, replacing anti-Putin Samantha Powers with Nikki Haley, South Carolina governor. Not a bad looking lady, and somebody who was very opposed to changing the good old stars and bars flag, the rebel flag. Dare you call it that, Doug? How dare you? Dixie. She opposed taking down old Dixie and flying another jack in the state of South Carolina. So I'm sure that's just part will be more scrutinized as to, you know, what she's about. And if anybody looks racist, then, you know, that's going to, you know, that's going to be talking. I don't know if she's racist. I have no idea, but just thought, bad look. But so much better than crazy John Bolton. During the Bush era, I couldn't fathom a worse pick for UN ambassador. Her? It's just weird. Mayor de Blasio, the mayor of New York, you know, going from social justice warriors to snowflakes to bleeding heart liberals. He is going to make a safe space in New York for excess Trump, too much Trump. Can't handle the Trump. There's going to be a safe space for you in downtown New York. The fact that he would actually mention that makes me quiver. So let's talk policy. Let's talk what's happening around the world. When you see what people are fearing, and that is this rejection of globalization and the rejection of the mainstream media and the people in the swamp, the Americans that voted for Donald Trump voted for two things. One, they just didn't want Hillary Clinton, okay, or they didn't vote, 46% of you, and or you wanted him to drain the swamp. I don't know if that's happening, really, but Merkel is feeling the blowback, and she's feeling this nationalism that is sweeping the nation, sweeping the European continent, and the rejection of austerity, central control there from the Troika, the IMF, Brussels, and so we're seeing this divide that's possibly happening. Of course, those in power want to codify and keep that union from disintegrating. It's under great pressure, especially with Brexit. So this piece, Merkel fears social bots may manipulate the German election. You know, this is the new go-to. It's bot networks and it's fake Russian news and it's blacklistednews.com putting out stuff on Facebook and the inability. Really, I mean, the condescending viewpoint from the media, from these organizations that don't think that you out there are smart enough to disseminate between, you know, propaganda and real news reporting. You know, the libertarian in me looks to markets. If it's fake, if it's not well researched, it will be outed. People will not continue to go to those sources for information. I will say, just to jump back a moment, one of the big problems is that you do have a lot of people in quote unquote alternative media that put out fake news and put out hoax stories in the attempt to get people to click on them. The EU Times, I can name a lot of them. Veterans Today, the guy that runs it, Gordon Duff, put out a piece about how half of his stuff had to be fake, otherwise the CIA would kill him. So only half of the news that you're reading there may be legitimate. The other half has to be. He has to put out so much disinfo. And people are like, yeah, that seems legitimate. That seems seems right. I'm okay with reading 50% pure nonsense. So there's a lot of people in alternative media or in the friendly websites, the circuits out there that you're going to find on that list that do put out fake news. your news wire before it's news.com. What's the one? What does it mean.com, Sorcia Fall. There's a lot of that. And, you know, when I really started looking at alternative media, I fell for some of those stories. I thought that there's these bombshell things that were happening and, you know, on and on and on. You realize, okay, the Russians aren't about to invade through Mexico. The Chinese aren't at the border ready to kill everybody. You know, martial law is not happening next week. They don't have rail cars with shackles on them ready to take Americans to gulags to work for Putin or whatever other crazy thing. So, you know, that's where, you know, the people themselves have to make a rational decision about what's true or not. Mainstream media has lost control of that. That's why they want to regain that narrative. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Stay tuned. Final segment coming up here on Blacklisted News Radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here on Blacklisted Radio. Quick policy update. Let's talk about Russia real quick. Ukraine's missile test plans near Crimea heat up row with Russia. Yeah, I mean, this is horrible policy, and even allowing this to happen, especially considering the military support the U.S. is giving them, is nothing more than a provocateuring of Russia. You know, say that they annex Crimea, the Russians say it was a valid vote. Make your own determination as to how valid or legitimate any of these votes are. And I come to the conclusion that people there don't seem to be rioting or that upset or crying internationally. You're not hearing that in the media. And, you know, this is this is part of the neoliberal failure that so many people, especially in Europe, are starting to reject. You have now 15 European leaders that are calling on new arms deals with Russia. This is something the United States does not want. 15 European countries, headed by Germany, have issued a statement pushing for the reopening of a new structured dialogue with Russia aimed at preventing possible arms races in Europe. They obviously do not want these individual countries, especially, you know, down there in the Balkans and Eastern Europe, to directly deal with Russia. And part of the grander plan, we know now, is to bring about a European, a Euro army. That is in the formation as we speak. And, you know, that was something that was conspiracy theory, would never happen. And here we are today. Interesting piece. The neoliberal politicians who impeached Brazil's president and took over are imploding in spectacular corruption scandals. These are many of Hillary Clinton's friends and some of the same people that were instrumental in the coup that happened in Honduras just a few years back. But anyway, looking at these individuals and how they're marred in corruption scandals themselves and their ties, and it shows one more of these Henry Kissinger-esque sideshows where the U.S. decided to support people that were doing harm to their own citizens, and in an attempt to garner more control, you know, the ousting of Rousseff happened, and now we're seeing the aftermath, which is, you know, just basically a government that's in disarray. Now we have Japan, who is interesting in moving into the war room. Japanese troops deployed to the South Sudan, risking first overseas conflict since World War II. Got to make those VCRs. Got to make – well, they're not VCRs anymore. They got to make those Blu-ray players and got to make those game consoles and TVs. And they have resources in Africa that they have paid for. So this is – it's probably not good. This is the first militarization externally from Japan in a long time. They've sent 300 soldiers in line with Japanese security legislation to expand military roles overseas. And they have dropped 350 soldiers in the Sudan for the first time. We see Japanese soldiers on foreign soil. So take that into account when you think about the policy decisions that Trump will be making under, you know, Hillary Clinton would have been making. Russia's now getting into bed with Japan. Russia deploys anti-ship missiles on disputed isles off of Hokkaido, Japan. This is pretty unprecedented. It's getting no play in the media whatsoever. The Russian Navy Pacific Fleet has deployed a state-of-the-art anti-ship missile system to two of the islands claimed by Japan. Not the United States to Japan's rescue. Meanwhile, our $3-plus billion destroyer broke down in the Panama Canal. if that's not apropos, I don't know what it is. Guys, thank you so much for your time tonight. Continue to support the alternative media. It is the alternative to what you're going to get force-fed by the mainstream media. That's why it's dangerous. That's why we've made the list, and I should be proud of it. So go to the website, support us, make your donation. We need it because Google and the rest of them won't be doing it very long as we get ostracized by the machine in their attempt to control the narrative. We will continue to counter it until next week. Take care.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.